Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story in this weekend's Republican American, floorboards on the newly renovated West Cornwall Bridge appear to have some problems. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said at the week's meeting that the boards are creating more noise than when first installed in October. He said they are buckling and cupping, creating uneven surfaces. He informed the State Department of Transportation, which will make repairs soon. If any major work is needed, it will be done in the spring. The bridge needs to close for any length of time. Residents, businesses, and emergency service personnel would need to have sufficient warning. When the bridge was redone, crews said it would no longer make the clickety-clack sound when vehicles drove through, which disappointed some residents. Selectman Patricia Pavel said during the meeting that some people, including herself, like the noise now being made. Ridgway said it's probably not a good idea for the boards to be buckling. The Department of Transportation is planning a formal ribbon cutting for sometime in December. Town of Sharon Historic District meeting is coming up tonight. That'll be at 6 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. The regular meeting of the Sharon Board of Selectmen will be held tomorrow at Town Hall at 5:30 in the evening. Also going on, the Town of Salisbury Zoning Board of Appeals meeting coming up tomorrow, their annual meeting at Salisbury Town Hall. The Calderman's Trophy Bonspiel with the Norfolk Curling Club is going on, running through December the 2nd at the Norfolk Curling Club 70 Golf Drive in Norfolk, Connecticut. It kicks off on the 29th. Salisbury Winter Sports Association hosting its annual SWASA Ski Swap and Sale on Saturday, December 1st at the Lakeville Host Company. In Lakeville, residents can bring equipment to be sold Friday, November 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale is coming up Saturday and it'll run from 8 to 11. And from 11 to noon, residents can then pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. The Lakeville Host Company offering coffee and donuts for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. More information at jumpfest.org. Also going on, a holiday craft and vendor fair at the Salisbury Central School in the elementary school lottery on Friday, 4:30 till 7:30 to benefit the extras program. You can do some holiday shopping and benefit that program. There'll be a kids' paint party at Salisbury Central School. Learn to paint a cute reindeer. That happens on November 30th at the teacher's room from 6 till 7 p.m. $25 per child. You need to RSVP. Any questions in RSVP at scspto@gmail.com. Children in pre-K, early K, and kindergarten need to be accompanied by an adult. PTO volunteers will also be present. It's limited to 24 spaces. There'll be a taco fiesta dinner at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center on Route 7 in Falls Village on Friday, November 30th. Serving is continuous from 5:30 till 7:30. The event a fundraiser for the Lee H. Kellogg School 8th grade class trip to Quebec. Well, the Parade of Lights has kicked off in our area in several different locations. It goes on beginning Friday night at Millbrook, and then on Saturday, Arlington, Pleasant Valley, Rhinebeck at Sinterklaas and Stanford, and then in Amenia on Saturday. The Canaan United Methodist Church has their Hollyberry Fair on December 1st from 9 till 2. Crafts, gifts, lunch, baked goods, and gift baskets. The Christmas Fair at the United Church of Christ in Cornwall will be held on Saturday. That runs from 9:30 till 3. A new addition to the fair this year, a creche display. You can see the personal collection of old and new of many community members. Susie's Sweets, bagels, scones, muffins, and coffee will serve starting at 9:30, with all profits donated to the fair. There'll be plenty of other activities. Meanwhile, Gear Village has their holiday bazaar on Saturday from 10 till 3. Crafts, jewelry, clothing, baskets, personalized Christmas ornaments, sand art, kids for kids, drawings, and more. Kids get a free goodie bag and a free picture with Santa. Learn about Eastern Coyotes on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kent Town Hall. The program is sponsored by the Kent Memorial Library. The talk is open to the public with a suggested donation at the door of $5. The presentation is suitable for ages 12 and up. Smithfield Church will host its 14th annual Christmas concert and tea on Saturday at 4 p.m. Hampton Sisler, a renowned contemporary composer and organist, will perform his suite of Christmas miniatures for the organ entitled A Midnight Clear. The church is located at 656 Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia. More information, contact Denise at 518-598-8276 or online at smithfieldchurch.org. It's a holly jolly pre-lighting party at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon and the Historical Society in Sharon with holiday snacks. Santa will be there from 4 until 5 on Saturday. Music and lights commence on the green at 5. Festivities continue back at the Historical Society afterwards. More information, contact the library at 860-364-5041. Hometown Holidays in Salisbury continues December 2nd at the White Hart Inn in between 4:30 and 6 p.m. You can join your friends and neighbors at the White Hart, Santa, cookies and cocoa, caroling with Michael Brown and the Salisbury Christmas Brass Band and Hot Chocolate Society. There'll be the tree lighting, the parade of lights by hardworking members of the Lakeville Host Company, and of course, you make up the final portion. A menorah lighting happening on December 2nd at 5 p.m. on the Sharon Green. All are welcome to attend that. The Falls Village Recreation Commission has the annual tree lighting ceremony on Sunday the 2nd from 5 until 7 p.m. The tree lighting begins at 5 at the Town Green. Visit Santa at the Senior Center. There'll be cookies, hot chocolate, holiday cheer for all. The Hotchkiss School will continue with the December tradition. The 59th Festival of Lessons and Carols will be held on Sunday at 7 p.m. in the Hotchkiss Chapel. It features the Hotchkiss Chorus led by faculty member Jack Brown. The audience for this event includes students, faculty, staff, family, and community members, so arrive early to ensure a best seat. There is no admission. The Amenia Fire Company Auxiliary Annual Craft Fair is Sunday from 9 till 2. Shop local this holiday season. Vendors are going to be there. More information at 845-421-4953. Open mic night is coming up at VFW Post 5444 on Thursday, December 13th at 7 till 10 p.m. to VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Any questions or more information? Sharon Hospital will host its second State of the Hospital Community Update at 9 a.m. on Monday, December 3rd at the Sharon Town Hall in Sharon, Connecticut. Surrounding community invited to hear from the hospital president, Peter Cordeau, as he provides updates on new services, challenges ahead, and discusses progress made at the hospital since joining HealthQuest in August of 2017. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 178.74 on Friday. It starts off the week at 24,285.95. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 6938.98 and the S&P 500 at 2632.56. We'll take a look at the Tri-State forecast. It comes your way in just a few moments.